Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hello, welcome. It is December 12th, 2012, a powerful day. We're going to celebrate it accordingly in today's show. And I'm happy that you are here. My name is Molly McCord. This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio, based on the popular blog ConsciousCoolChic.com, where you can find all kinds of information, resources, and ways to expand your own consciousness. That is my passion. That is what I love to share. It is all I'm about. So this is a great joy for me to continually share information with you. Today's show is going to be a little different. Because it is 12-12-12, we're going to do a brief activation meditation. This is something that my spiritual team just shared with me this morning. And we're also going to dive into the broad topic of consciousness. What is it? It is a buzzword these days. It's very popular. There's different understandings about it. So we're going to explore some of those and just give you some things to think about so that you can determine what fits for you. That is the most important thing. We are entering an era where it's about empowering you and what fits for you and not what works for someone else, even if they've sold millions of books or they have all of this education or expertise. It's about finding the parts that work for you. And that's what I love to offer and share. I want to remind you that you can sign up on ConsciousCoolChic.com for almost weekly email updates. They're usually every week, but sometimes it's 10 days. You can also join the Facebook page for different daily content or follow along on Twitter for various inspirational thoughts throughout the day. There's just a lot of ongoing information out there that I try and share so that you can get those nuggets of awesomeness when you're looking for them. Something else that I love to do on the website is support authors and messengers through reviews of conscious books, books that have some really solid information, messages, thoughts to share with you. I don't review everything that comes to me. There's stuff that I turn away and push away because it doesn't have that vibe that I'm looking for. But you can always find some new books and things to explore in the Conscious Books section of the website. There's a few reviews posted every month, so it gets updated fairly regularly. And I want to share with you a little bit more about how I work. I've shared this in previous shows, but because there's new people finding this show every week and every day, I want to stay current with how I work. So I am an intuitive. I have very strong intuitive abilities. I denied it for most of my life, and I've owned it more strongly in the past few years. My intuitive gifts have really blossomed, and I am also an empath. I am clairaudient, clairsentient. I don't consider myself a psychic because I don't consider myself seeing other people's futures in the same way that psychics traditionally work, but I consider myself intuitive, so I get a lot of information. For me, it's access through astrology. I am a practicing astrologer, and when I'm looking at someone's chart, some of the intuitive doorways expand and open, and that's how I receive more information. Astrology has been a passion of mine for years. So with my intuition, I have consciously chosen to humanize my connection and my communications, meaning when I am passing on information to you from guidance, from source, my voice doesn't change, my eyes don't flicker, I don't get weird, and I'm playing into a stereotype there. But what I'm saying is that I am choosing to ground into the earth my intuitive information and my messages in a way that still honors me as Molly in a human physical body. I consider myself a translator of information. So I will take messages from my spiritual team and translate it into knowledge and information that you can use. And the reason why that is important is because not all information comes in English. It could be different colors, images, feelings, sensations, shapes, even words that aren't fully formed yet come to me. So I have all these different ways of gathering information, and I try and translate it as best as I can into English, my first language, and then relay it on to you. And so it's important to me to explain that because my style is a little different, and I always say, oh, this is from guidance, or this is a message from my spiritual team. I do preface it, and I'm very honest about sharing that it's not just from my human mind or from something. It's from something bigger than me. That invigorates me. That makes me very, it just makes me excited to be human, to be here, that we have access to all these different levels of energies and dimensions. Another reason why I consider myself a translator is because of the various dimensions. I've worked with some energies that are in much higher dimensions that don't use words. They're in shapes. They use energy. They use light. There is no words for them. Earth is too dense. The energy here is too dense for that language to translate, so I do my best to share that with you. There was a show maybe 2 months ago where we looked at Arcturian energy, and how I saw that coming through was through shapes, because it was too hard to have the information come into third dimensional form. Now, we are above third dimensional energy in many, many regards. We are living in the fifth dimension, the sixth dimension, the seventh dimension. When we sleep, we're living in other dimensions and exploring those energies. But at the same time, the earth is composed of form. There's things we need to touch. There's things we will always need to see. So the third dimensional descriptors are not going away. But we are incorporating other dimensions into this experience to make it more fuller. And so that is where I want to move into the significance of today, which is 12-12-12. Now, if you're listening to this after 12-12-12, no worries, because the energy of this moment, of this time, is imprinted into my words, into what you're listening to. So the energy is still active and present, even if you're listening to this later in December or January or sometime into 2013. I want to point that out. What's interesting is that also in higher dimensions, timeline does not exist, which means that a specific day, such as 12-12-12, does not really exist in higher timelines and in other dimensions. That is part of our third dimensional system. So what we're doing today is we're activating these energies that are within us. And what I've been shown is that 12-12-12 is significant for the ways that it is activating deeper levels of our DNA. Now, if you go back and look at when this cycle began, it began in 010101. January 1st, 2001. Then every year, we got another insurgence of energy into our DNA to infuse the cells, to activate them, to call in greater levels of light, and to harness more information into our cellular auric fields. So every year, we've had these downloads. every year we have multiple downloads. That's why there's these overlapping energies all happening at the same time. What we're doing today is we're activating the specifics of this 12-12-12 energy intentionally and consciously within us. And I'm trying to talk a little faster because we're going to do this guided meditation at exactly 12:12 p.m. at my time zone. I am in Seattle, Washington. So at 12:12 p.m. on 12:12:12, we're going to activate for a full minute this DNA in our physical bodies that is ready for more light absorption. It's ready for more higher informational energy to come in. So what I'd like you to do right now is to sit comfortably. Make sure your feet are on the floor. That is paramount to doing this because we, again, need to be grounded on the earth. We need to really be touching down with our physical selves into the earth's energy. And make sure your spine is straight. Close your eyes if you'd like. And what I want you to start doing is start to see in front of you a spiral, okay? And it's going to be a spiraling energy that moves up. And look and see how it appears to you. It could appear as moving clockwise or counterclockwise, whatever feels right for you. Take some deep breaths. Okay? And imagine the spiral of energy moving in front of you. And I want you to see it eventually come around you so that it is surrounding your body and your form. And in just a few moments, just a few seconds actually, I'm going to start some music. And this is going to help activate these deeper levels of your cellular energy that are ready to be alive and fully expressed. They've been dormant for way, way too long, and now it's time. Just keep that energy going in front of you as this music plays. A little abrupt, the music ending. I was trying to bring it down a little smoother for you for a better transition. So take a moment, and if your spiral is still going and still moving, see it start to diminish and to move fully into your solar plexus, that's right around your belly button, that's in the middle of your stomach, See all of that energy coming together powerfully into your solar plexus. Okay? And this meditation was just, like I said, it's an activation. So it's more of a quick shot of light infusion. And see this energy infusing into your full physical form, into all of your DNA, all of your muscles and tendons and your bloodstream and your physical systems. Okay, it's very powerful. And so what we just did here, and it's relatively simple, as you'll notice. We didn't do a lot of preparation or go into a deep state of trance with it. What we're doing is literally activating those levels of DNA so that they can call in higher light and absorb it more quickly. Since January 2001, we've been doing this. It's like we've been becoming accustomed to these new waves of energy that have kept coming onto the planet through various portals, through various dates and energies. And we've been absorbing it at least once a year through these different triple digits. Okay, through 111, 222, 333, 444. Now, something that's really significant about today with 12, 12, 12 is that if you take all those numbers, those 312, and you add them together, it's a 9. And a 9 is completion. It's finalizing. So there's parts of your energy field that are ending and that are complete. I felt this in my own world last night in my dream state. Before I went to sleep, I called in the highest possible levels of energy to work with me as I am in a sleep state so that I can receive and integrate this energy as efficiently and gracefully as possible. I'm going to be doing that again tonight and probably for the next few nights. I'm going to actively initiate the absorption of these energies into my cellular level being. And what we're doing, besides drawing in more light, besides absorbing these greater energies, is that we are reprogramming our bodies to exist and function at different higher levels. This is helping ease us into this new dimensional experience of being ourselves. And so if you're going to look around and think, okay, I'm working on all this, what does that mean? How does my life change? What's happening? Well, it'll start in subtle ways. You'll need a lot more water. You might resist sugary items. You might want to be eating food of the highest possible quality. Maybe you only want organic fruits and vegetables. We're raising the caliber of our physical body's requirements so that we can function in a new way, from a higher place of authority, of love, of respect for ourselves. That is what's happening with these dates, and that is why this little mini activation that we did is crucial, because it's intentionally and consciously working with the energy on your own terms, and that is what the universe looks for. It honors your free will. It honors your choices. It respects your boundaries and what you want. So when you initiate one of these activations and when you call forth this energy, you will feel the response. You will feel a difference. It depends on your timeline, too. It depends how energy works for you. You know, energy works differently for each of us. For me, I get things very fast. That's just been a theme my whole life. And for other people, it could take a few weeks to feel the full integration. So you'll know what it is for you, what your timeline is, what your cycles of energy are. Keep that in mind and try and remove expectations and attachments to how it will look and feel. Instead, just let it float. Let that energy be. There's something else I am inspired to share with you, is that when I do this radio show, I light a candle. And it's lovely, and I love candles, and it smells good. It's all those things. But the reason why lighting a candle is important to me is because a candle is a way to ground our flame. It takes that fire energy and attaches it to something grounding, which is the wick and the wax and the container that it's in. It keeps it safe and protected. It keeps it burning and it keeps it alive. So I light that candle as a way to ground my fire energy. Otherwise, when I'm talking to you, I could just start talking a mile a minute, and I realize that sometimes I do that, so apologies if I start talking too fast. But I keep that candle going as a way to paste my own inner flame, as a way to ground myself, and to keep a consistency in my energy. So candles are excellent for that purpose. Of course, you always want to make sure that you're watching them and that you're not leaving them unattended, all those things to not have it go, to have it turn into a bad situation. So with this activation, I feel a lot of light and buoyancy happening today, especially and around the globe. I feel it moving very powerfully because there is so much awareness around the importance of today as we lead into the Mayan calendar, the end of the Mayan calendar. But remember, it's the beginning of a new calendar at the same time. Next week's show talks about the Mayan calendar. Again, it is going to be from the archives because that was a popular show. I'm reposting it. And I feel myself, okay, I'm going to ground myself again because I can feel again that the energy is going to carry me away and before we dive into our main topic here. So just a moment, I'm going to grab a quick drink of water. I'll be right back. Thank you for letting me do that. Okay, I feel better now. Taking care of my energy, taking care of my DNA. My DNA is thirsty from this activation and from the power of today. So let's look at our main topic. What is consciousness? Like I said, it's become a very popular buzzword. It's increased in people's language, in their vocabulary usage. It's something that's thrown out there. It's used a lot. And when we have a word, a term, anything that is developing in our awareness and becoming more popular, multiple definitions start to emerge. And you'll find that. You can go onto any number of websites and find different definitions of consciousness. And I am not saying that some are bad or good or wonderful or awful. But what I am saying is that you'll want to always check in and feel what resonates for you. I had an experience recently where someone was telling me about their definition of consciousness, and the words they used and how they described it didn't resonate with me at all. In fact, I felt that it was very ego mind mental based, which felt limiting. It didn't match what I have come to understand and know about consciousness. And so I took it and I thought, okay, well, that's valuable on some level because there are people who will connect with that description. They will think that that is a definition and it's the right definition for them. And I honor that. And at the same time, there are other definitions that are composed of higher levels of energies that will connect to other people. And so when we have multiple definitions in existence, we have the opportunity to choose what fits for us, and we have the opportunity to remain in non-judgment, to just allow multiple definitions to exist and to know that they exist because people are connecting to them, people are getting some value from them, and that we don't have to evaluate or compare. So when this person shared with me the definition of consciousness that they've come to understand, I thought, okay, well, that's great. You know, that doesn't fit for me, but I'm glad that it's becoming something that people are thinking about, right? It's becoming it's coming into our awareness for us to consider and integrate into our lives. So the definition of consciousness that resonates with me and that I offer to you is that it is an expanding field of soul energy that never stops and never ends. Consciousness is always growing and unfolding and moving. It's dynamic. And composed of it is your essential nature. If you are part of consciousness and consciousness is part of you, it's symbiotic. It's something that is always moving and unfolding. It does not have boundaries. It does not have an end zone, just like you and your soul and your soul's growth. And if I had to have a visual of consciousness, the visual that comes to mind instantly is light. Think of the sun's rays. Think of something that is so powerful and strong that its rays just continue on and on and on. That is how I view consciousness. That's the definition that I have come to understand and that has fulfilled what I have been looking for in information. And so consciousness, because it is never ending and it always is in motion, there's always new levels of it to access. And it's very similar to different dimensions in that we move through them, we move into them, and we move with them. It is an energy that is in motion and awaiting our initiation to access it. Consciousness is something that we all have, although I would state that most of the human population operates at a highly unconscious level for various reasons and by design. I believe it's set up perfectly that way, that we have many people who are unconscious at this time, and that that is part of the game. That's part of why we're here, is to remember our power, our authenticity, to remember all the aspects of ourselves that are beyond our human experience. And so that is why I identify consciousness with soul energy. And one of the things that I find really valuable about consciousness is that as we increase in our consciousness, we understand how powerful we are. We start to respect ourselves more. We honor ourselves more. We are more in touch with our innate awesomeness, with how incredible we are to be here on this planet, to be alive at this time. And with consciousness, we also understand our responsibilities, our responsibility to ourselves, our responsibility to own our lives and to own what we are creating daily. We are gifted with the opportunities to look at how we are acting, what programs are existing in our makeup, what beliefs, what patterns, what thoughts and actions are driving us. And we get to look at all of that. We get to look at what was unconscious and make it conscious. There's a responsibility there, but the responsibility leads to greater self-empowerment. And that is why I'm so excited about consciousness and this topic overall, is because it takes it beyond self-help, which is important. Don't get me wrong. It's a valuable stepping stone. Self-help has been an incredible stepping stone for human evolution and growth. But now we're taking it beyond that into your soul's growth and why we are here and experiencing certain relationships, situations, jobs, living situations, a variety, everything that makes up our full experience. Why are we here experiencing it? Because we chose to expand our consciousness in such a way that we could only see how powerful we are. And that is how I have come to view consciousness. That is why it is integral to my experience and perhaps you're choosing it as part of your experience too, is that you want to own your awesome, incredible power more, and that you are willing to take on the responsibility of what that means. Now, we are composed of different levels of consciousness. There isn't just one. What I offered you as my definition, that it's related to soul energy, well, it's composed of many other energies. It's composed of your physical body's consciousness. Your stomach and digestive tract has the consciousness to take care of food that you put in your body, right? Your liver and kidney break down and remove what isn't needed in your body. Your brain takes in a ton of stimuli and information throughout the day and has the consciousness to translate it, to read words on a page, to see that that is an angel right there standing in front of you, to see the picture hanging on the wall. We are composed of multiple layers of consciousness. Then there is our mental energy and where the ego resides, and the ego's consciousness to remind us that we're separate, to keep us safe, to evaluate. And we can look at the consciousness that exists in everything that we own, in our possessions, in the rocks outside, anything you can touch, in the trees, in the pavement, in the sand. All of these things are composed of different levels of consciousness. And then there is your spiritual world, which is probably, I'm going to assume, composed of your highest level of consciousness. And that's where you connect to what you can't see, what you can't prove. It's where you connect to that bigger part of you. It's where you connect to your faith and your dreams and your beliefs. The spiritual consciousness is the most widely discussed area. But as I said, it's not the only one. There are multiple layers of us, and we're composed of consciousness within each layer. And it's from this awareness of our individual consciousness. So me as Molly in human form, and my body and my hands and what I can see and my brain, all of this composes me in physical form. I connect it to my spiritual consciousness. And that is how I then present myself and act in the world. That is the energy I offer to the world. That is what I am choosing to work with and how I am choosing to be in the world. And I, as one individual, I will assume that I am connected to you, and you are connected to other people, and they are connected to other people. We are creating a web of energetic connections related by consciousness, and we are taking our energy into the mass unconscious collective. And we are offering our energy, we are offering our thoughts and our ideas and how we act and what we eat. We are offering all that as a way to spread conscious energy consciously. And so what I'm getting at is that your conscious energy matters. It has effects. It spreads, it grows, it moves in ways you can't imagine, just like soul energy does. And I wanted to explain this, and I was guided to explain this, because we oftentimes want to look and see what's happening. You know, we want that proof. We want to understand what's going on. We look around and our mental energy needs validation, or it needs to understand. And so what I want to do is make sure and connect the fact that you are composed of all these different layers of consciousness, and you are moving through life. You are living your life, and your consciousness is affecting other layers of consciousness, and it's strengthening It's strengthening the energy. It's strengthening the connections. When you have a conversation with someone about something new you just discovered or an amazing dream you had, or maybe you're talking about astrology, maybe you're talking about chakras, maybe you're talking about the news, it doesn't matter. Because what you're doing is you're sharing your energy in a way that's connecting to their energy and is raising together the levels of consciousness in that connection. It's by reaching out and connecting with others that we're doing this, and that is what is affecting the globe. That is what is infusing energy that we have no idea of seeing, no way of seeing, and no way of measuring. And that is part of our purpose at this time, is to connect with each other, to own our own energy, to be diligent and responsible about how we use our energy, because all of it contributes to our levels of consciousness. And as you ask questions about your past, your dreams, the relationships in your life, the minute you look at a pattern or programming you've held for so long and you start to question it and you start to wonder if there's another way to deal with a situation or another response you could give someone instead of your immediate response, the minute you stop and acknowledge the pattern, the programming, or the belief, it's also that minute when you have the potential to change the consciousness within you. It is that instant, and it is that easy. It doesn't have to be a whole book that you read or a whole show that you watch or going to a conference or something. It is in that minute, because that is where you're moving from unconscious into consciousness. You're taking what you were unaware of it and bringing it into the light and putting it in front of you. Now, what you do next does matter. The actions you take next are important. But just by taking something out of the back corner of a closet and bringing it into the light changes it in incredible ways. So the idea that consciousness is one thing I find limiting. The idea that consciousness could ever be contained, I find limiting. So just know that everything has potential, everything within you has potential, and that consciousness is going to continue to grow around the world, around the globe, and beyond, because we set it up that way. That's why we're here. We're here to remember how powerful we are, all of our capabilities. We're here to remember more and more about our gifts, to complete energetic paradigms, to complete cycles of energy that we're done with. And that's why I felt it necessary to have this topic on 12-12-12, to understand the bigger picture, which is that we are ending energy that has existed within our DNA for eons and lifetimes. We are consciously ending it. And the way we're doing that is by taking control of it and owning it and say, I now call in these higher vibrations now. Now, we each move in our own cycles, phases, timelines, and speeds of consciousness, which is how our souls move. Okay, we each, it's this interesting dichotomy between the fact that we are each individual entities and we're all connected. So you in your human form today, right here, right now, you have your own timeline of soul growth, your own speed of growth, your own phase that you're moving through, and your own cycles. All of that. And that is composed of different levels of consciousness that you work with. And we are each here to do our growth in different speeds and timelines and phases, that's very intentional. That is about maintaining a certain energetic balance on the planet. That has been designed in incredible ways so that, like imagine everyone racing to a finish line at the same time. Then what? Then everyone's done? Then it's over? It's complete? In just a split second, everything's over? And I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, because nothing's ever completely over. The energy changes form and moves into something else. But the idea is that we've set it up in a way that no matter where you are supported in your timeline, in your phase of growth and what you need right now. We've set it up so that we do move in this incredibly amazing ways so that we're always connecting with each other and with different people, regardless of where we are. Now, think about that in terms of relationships. When you have a relationship, say with a high school sweetheart, well, maybe that relationship ended upon graduation. Maybe that relationship ended a few years later. Maybe it still hasn't ended. Maybe you are married for 40 years to your high school sweetheart. At any point along the way, whatever choice you made for that relationship, you would have had access to other relationships. Because the energies keep going. They change form, and they change form through different people, through different emotions, through different needs. But the energy keeps going, and it just changes form. And that's so important for us to know deep within your solar plexus and your root chakra, to really know that no matter what choice you make, there are other choices available. Because we can get set on this idea that there's only one person for us. There's only one choice to make. There's only one way that this dream can happen or that this job can show up for me. You know, we get really set on that one particular outcome. When we do that, we close off all other avenues of energy that could come in. And so when you look at relationships, you know, you maybe ended that relationship in high school, or maybe it was a few years later, but chances are you continued on and you met someone else because the energy, the relationship energy, was still with you and was ready to be expressed in a different form. That is how consciousness works. That is how it continues to move forward. It never, ever dies. We just have these experiences in our cellular memory of death. Isn't that fascinating? We recognize death because in the physical form it happens. And because we've had lifetimes where we've experienced tragic deaths, and we've been murdered, and we've been killed, and we've died of terrible wounds, and we've had the diseases, and we've had the illnesses. These are all experiences that have been embedded into our cellular memories. And so that's why when a relationship ends, we have the death experience, you know, a part of us dies. And I honor that. And I've, Lord knows I've had that experience in my life, and I'm not undermining it at all. But what I'm offering is the bigger picture, which is that even when something appears to be ending, it never is really ending. The relationship is changing form. The energy is changing form. And that happens because of your choices or because of the other person's choices. So it's interesting that I got started here on relationships because I didn't even plan that, but I'm just trusting it. It means that there are many people who are going through relationship changes. I've seen it, and I know that is a big theme right now because we are changing and ending relationships that no longer serve us, and other people are making those same choices about us. You know, they have that free will as well. I've done quite a few shows about relationships this year because it's a huge topic right now. It's so important. For years, we've identified with certain relationships. For lifetimes, we've identified with relationships. And so what we're doing right now is monumental. We're changing relationships on huge levels. We're shifting them in incredible ways. And so I honor and understand on a very deep level how big that is. And so I would recommend checking out some of the other shows that I've done here on Blog Talk Radio, some of the other shows related to relationship completions, transitions, and endings. That show especially was very popular because it gives you a higher perspective about why you've connected with certain people and what the soul growth is about. I've also done two shows about soulmates, twin flames, and kindred spirits. I've had my experience with all three categories. I know that very well. And I offer that to you so that you can consider if those definitions and experiences are beneficial to what you're going through. So we got into relationships and why those are important. We started down that path related to the cycle of consciousness, phases, timelines, and speeds that you use your energy. Now, it's important to know that your energetic expression will never, ever be duplicated in the world. There will be overlapping energies. There will be people coming into your life who have similar energies, who honor and connect to you based on certain timelines and speeds that you operate on. But there's no duplication. And so if we can understand that, we can remove our expectations and attachments to people. We don't have to rely on them. We rely on ourselves. We rely on ourselves knowing that you are operating in the way that's best for you. And you can rely on you. And how perfect is that? Because think about how many times we expect a relationship to last for a certain amount of time, or we have attachments to a certain person because they are in an experience with us and we expect them to stay attached to us too. I mean, just all those cords, all those energetic cords and everything moving around. I mean, that's a big thing. It's a very big thing, and it's a whole other topic. But just be aware that your energy will not and cannot be duplicated in the world. You are a unique fingerprint of energy. The more you honor that within yourself, the more you honor others and what they are choosing for themselves and how they are operating in the world. And that's all connected to these cycles of consciousness, to the timelines, phases, and speeds that we all move through in our own way. And because consciousness does not stop, and in fact right now the energy is increasing by our own free will, by our own choice, you might feel more nudges to move forward in certain areas of your life. You might feel that you are being guided to do something that you've never done before, or that you only thought about, but you didn't take any practical steps to make it happen. It could be that some of these, I'm going to call them repressed or withheld energies, are ready now, and that you can access them effortlessly. You can access them in new ways that do not require, I'm going to say school. It doesn't require training or school or having to do something. You can just do it because the conscious energy is there to support you. The doorways will open. People will show up. People will support you and connect with you. That is a big, big theme right now. That is something that I'm noticing with my astrology clients and in my own life and in the lives of people around me, is that when you are able to show up in your full, splendid, glorious energy, the universe shows up to meet you. Absolutely. And whether you call it the universe, source, God, whatever terminology works for you, the energy rises up to meet you. And that's because you are powerful and because you are powerfully and consciously working with your unique energy. And to me, that is what's so exciting about consciousness, is that we each have our different levels that we work with. We have our different ways of expressing ourselves. Even if you had two people doing the exact same business on the same street and their storefronts are right next to each other, there's still no way they could be duplicating each other's efforts. There's no way. They could be doing very similar things in the same industry. They could have very similar information, and maybe there's some things about them that are very common, but they're not a duplication. And that's an important reminder, because as we move further into our spiritual work and into growing into ourselves, the ego mind will step in, it will show up, and it will want to do some evaluation or some judgment or some comparison or go down that path, because it's all part of this paradigm that it's existed in for so long. But we're changing that, consciously changing that, and allowing the ego mind, you know, just allow the ego mind to have those thoughts, and then offer it the higher perspective, which is a reminder that there's no way anyone can duplicate what you're doing. There's no way. It's not even scientifically, energetically possible, because they don't have your layers of consciousness in the exact same way. They don't have your DNA. And so that is why we are infusing our DNA today, and why we are opening it up, because we're activating more of our divine essence and the parts of you that show who you really are, that authenticity, that spark, that illumination. That is all coming forward now in stronger ways. So when you take those two business owners who have the same type of business on the same street, who are right next to each other, maybe their addresses are only a few numbers apart, there's still no way that they are doing the same thing. And we really need to honor that in ourselves, that, you know, you are an individual here, you are special, you are offering what is uniquely you. And when we can get away from any thoughts about someone else doing what I do, someone else copying me, someone else, you know, doing exactly what I want to do, if we can get away from that, we open ourselves up to even more potentials and possibilities. So, I wasn't expecting to talk about that, but I'm trusting it, that that's just a message that we need to hear right now, that we probably need to hear a few times, to remind ourselves that, okay, no one else can do what I'm doing. I value myself. I honor myself. I love myself. I respect myself. And I can let everything else just go. I can just let it go. And that is an essential component of consciousness. Self-love. Huge self-love. When you have self-love, it changes every level of your being. Self-love also is not just a singular plateau that you arrive at and you're done and awesome, check that off the list. No, self-love is its own energy that we continually have to nourish, take care of, infuse, remind ourselves that it is a part of us, and that there is a continual flow of it into us energetically, physically, in all ways. That is an essential component of consciousness, and working with conscious energy is coming from a place of self-love. It's coming from a place of responsibility, of empowerment. It's also important to have the intention to continually grow and stretch yourself. That's not new. That's not a new thought. You've heard that before. But it's a reminder that, again, we are never complete. There is no end zone. There is no deadline. We are always moving forward. We are energy that is always looking to grow and expand and be out there. Sometimes it might feel like the only way you're expanding is through your gene size. I've had that. And, you know, that is interesting, too, is that sometimes we retain our power. We keep it close to our body instead of letting our power go out into the world. And that is sometimes how weight gain happens. It's not the only reason, but we have to move our energy, move it. And that is how we continue to grow and expand ourselves. Now, I'm feeling the big energy moving here. The show has turned on quite a few light bulbs for people. And as I'm closing my eyes, I'm seeing a map of the globe and all these different lighthouses along every coast of every ocean. And I've just seen some new lighthouses turn on. Oh, it's so cool. There's some people listening who are brand new to the show and this information, and I welcome you, and I'm so happy you're here. You're here for a reason. You're here for a reason. Listen to the show again if you need to hear these messages a few times. That's one of the reasons why I love Blog Talk Radio, is that you can listen to this over and over again. And you want to make sure and continually ground yourself and drink water and trust where you are drawn to next. Trust what you want to do next in learning more about this information. Okay, that feels actually fairly complete to me. I'm going to trust it. This is a big topic, and I want to just give you an overview and some good information to have for this special day. I'm going to end the show by playing more of this music that was part of the activation. I want to let you know that this music is called Musical Rapture by Frederick de la Rue, and it's free. It's an excellent, excellent soundtrack. So I would recommend checking that out. Frederick de la Rue, and it's frederickdelarue.com. Just Google it, Musical Rapture, Frederick de la Rue, and you'll get there. Thank you so much for being here today and listening to the show, wherever it finds you, wherever you are on your path. Next week, like I said, there's going to be a replay of the Mayan Calendar Made Simple show. And in this show, there was a visitor, a Mayan elder, who came in and had an amazing message. I just loved it. I felt a lot of honor from him and a lot of respect. So check that out if you are drawn to that information. Otherwise, I will talk to you soon. And as always, thanks for being here. Namaste.